This past weekend, I had the opportunity to see A24's latest release, Everything Everywhere All at Once, with a few friends. We entered the theater to find it was almost completely full. I was surprised, as I had seen a few advertisements for the film here and there, but it didn't seem to be getting anywhere near the same attention as your average Marvel movie would. However, the studio has built a reputation for itself by previously putting out films that have garnered critical acclaim like Lady Bird and Midsommar. Everything Everywhere All at Once was already earning high ratings and surpassing past A24 projects such as The Green Knight. Naturally, the film began catching people's attention as word began to spread of the studio's new success.
I knew it was like about a multiverse and like fighting like a greater evil across the multiverse, and I kind of expected it to play off like a lot of themes that you'd see in like Loki and stuff like that that now Marvel's getting into. Yeah, that was kind of like my general sense. I knew it was going to be kind of goofy too and offbeat.
That was Conlon Harrington, a freshman RTVF major and one of the people who went to see the movie with me. I originally heard about it from him, and knowing how many movies he watches and how high his standards are, I entered the theater with high hopes. However, I did not expect to be holding back tears, still glued to my seat as I tried to process everything I had felt within the past 2.5 hours as the credits rolled. Everyone else in the theater seemed to be experiencing a similar roller coaster of emotions, laughing and gasping and holding their breaths as the plot unfolded.
It started off feeling serious, got super kind of like, whoa, what is this? And then by the end, I was like, that came through like to emotional fruition, you know? So if like 2/3 of the way through, you're sitting there and you're just like, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. That last third, it comes back.
Everything Everywhere All at Once earned $6.1 million in the box office this past weekend. Although this is nothing in comparison to many major blockbusters, it earned almost $2 million more than competing superhero movie Morbius starring Jared Leto, an impressive feat considering its much smaller budget. Overall, the movie seems to be getting more attention every day. Here's Harrington's take on what makes it so special.
I think it's really unique in itself, like stylistically, but also super creative with how it uses like kind of like a superhero trope, but in a really serious way to like cover like intense topics that, like, you know, most superhero movies wouldn't like use it to cover, and I would kind of define this movie as like a superhero movie. Like, think like, yeah, you know, like it's not a comic book movie, but it's still a superhero movie. And I think what's like gonna be kind of what sets it up as like really classic going forward is not only just that it's super unique, but I think it has like a lot of like emotional points of like, there's a lot of stuff in it that like people, that a lot of different people can emotionally relate to, versus like other movies that are like kind of more niche, but like it hits home for like a lot of different audiences. And another thing that I thought was super creative was just the editing style in general, because you could kind of tell it wasn't a movie that received, you know, Marvel funding for editing, CGI, graphics, all that. But there was really creative use of cuts and of just different editing techniques to make it feel like it was doing the most with the budget that it had to accomplish a lot.
Needless to say, Everything Everywhere All at Once is a must-watch. The creative execution of the concept, emotional depth, and incredible performance by the actors create the ultimate once-in-a-lifetime movie-going experience you'll never forget. If you're looking to watch a movie like you've never seen before, this is it. For WNUR News, this is Izzy Perea.